in Sip Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kagan shenichlusu b'kosli hamavoi bechatzer." The walls of the mavoi extend into the chatzer, being in a way, sheni hagifufin shenishiru bechatzer nearin the misha oimed b'mavoi. So therefore, it's not a case situation of a person who's oimed b'chutz can see the gipufin, because when you stand in the edge of the mavoi, so all you see is the extension of the mavoi into the chatzer. But if there wouldn't be so, that the walls would not extend into the chatzer, so then it would be basically just the walls of the chatzer, which extend beyond the movi, will act as an enclosure on the movi. So those would act like the lechayayim of that side and make that side mutter to carry. This is all talking about that there was no Eruv between the Bnei HaChotzer and the Bnei HaMavi. Vim Eruvu Bnei HaChotzer im Bnei HaMavi. If there was an Eruv between the Bnei HaChotzer and the Bnei HaMavi. So now we don't have to deal with that. So now we have to deal with the issue of this opening at the end. Do we consider this an opening out to the Rosh HaSarabim, like the Mavi is now Mavi Mefulish or not? So if the appearance of a mavi lechotzer, eno mitzad hechotzer, the opening of the mavi into the chotzer is in the middle of the chotzer, not on the sides. Not coming over, opening up, totally shifted over to one side or the other side. It's opening up directly in the middle of the chotzer. And pirtz chotzer mitzad hasheni einam mechuvonus connected pirtzes amavi, and but they're staggered. The opening from the mavi into the chotzer, and the opening of the chotzer into the shesurabim are staggered. Ve'achotzer shorabim. So, since they're staggered, we look at the mavi as if it's closed, and the chotzer, we said, anyway, is not a problem. Okay. That's a chotzer sharabim. Aval imloy erfu, but if we have one of the following problems, we're going to have a problem. A, if there was no erev. Oh, afilu ervu, or alternatively, there was an heir, so we took care of that problem. Appearances of hachotzer lemavi is mitzidai, that the mavi comes in at one edge of the chotzer. Afilu beemsa chotzer, or if the opening of the mavi comes in the middle of the chotzer. But pierces a chotzer mitzad hasheni connector. The opening from the chotzer into shesurabim is directly opposite the opening of the mavi into the chotzer. Or filo eino connector, or it's they made an eruv between the two of them, and the opening was in the middle of the chotzer, not on the side, and the opening from the chotzer into shesurabim was not directly parallel. There's still a fourth possible problem. The chotzer is a privately owned chotzer, not shared by other people. Chazal did not allow you to carry the situation. And Mishnah Berurah points out that in a situation where it's only one person, or Nikos and the Gemara, if it's only one person who has ownership of the chotzer, he can do whatever he wants. So it's possible for him to switch around the buildings and build different things, etc. In the chotzer, he might end up building in such a way that he will shift the entrance of the mavui into the chotzer from the middle to the side. How do you do that? Well, if you build a house here, where it used to be a chotzer, you extend your house, so now the chotzer, where it used to start over here, the mavui came in here. The chotzer was like this wide. But he can now build a house here, this part of the chotzer, and now the mavi is coming in the edge of the chotzer, as opposed to the middle of the chotzer. So assuming it belongs to many people, he can't get away with that so easily. But if it belongs only to him, that's a possibility he might do. So Chazal said, we're not going to let you carry, even when he didn't do that, because we're afraid once you get used to carrying, you might end up carrying even in that situation. Okay, that's all talking about, so you have a Rishus Rabim, a Chatzar, and a Movi. The Movi is opening out to Rishus Rabim over here. See, its main direction is this way. But in the back, it has this, as far as it's concerned, it's the back end of its Movi is this Chatzar, and there's Rishus Rabim on the other end of the Chatzar, other side of the Chatzar. So if these four criteria are met, that it's not direct, it's staggered, that the Mavi does not enter into the Chatzar at the edge of the Chatzar, he enters into the middle, that there is an area between the Bnei Chatzar and the Bnei Mavi, and that the ownership of the Chatzar was more than one person, then you're allowed to carry in the Mavi. Otherwise not. I guess I might as well finish off the sieve, just see how far we get in the Mishnah Berurah. V'im nifratz the rechava b'chusim isusayim. Instead of it opening out into a chotzer, but rather it's opening out into a rechava, like a an open area, which is made for. Not really made for the walking of the rabbi, but it's available for the rabbi to use, which is less in the area of sasayim. Oh, yes, sasayim mehuka l'dira, or alternatively, it was more than sasayim, but it had been enclosed for dira purposes. Dino kila nifritz l'chotzer. We deal with it as if it opened to a chotzer. Avim yaseirel sasayim v'lahuka l'dira. It was not enclosed for dira purposes. And it was more than Sasayim. So here it is, a situation where you can't carry in that area, even though it has walls, but it wasn't Hukav Ladira, and it's more than Beis Sasayim. And this Mavi is totally open-ended on one end directly into this area. So since you can't carry in that area more than Dalan Amos, you have a limitation of carrying in that place. An area which is more than Beis Sasayim is not Hukav Ladira, you cannot carry more than Dalan Amos. And the Mavi is totally opened out into that area, so we're back to the same problem, that it's totally parutz to Makom HaAsur Lo. It's totally opened that into an area which is also to carry. So the halacha is, Havikilo Nifritz the Karmelis Misar HaTikun. So you have to close off that area by putting a Tzurz HaPesach to close it off, otherwise you can't carry in the Mavi. Okay, that was all of the, that's the Sif. The Sidi Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Burra, we did Sekhot Nibes is an introduction to the Sif. We did that already. Yud Gimel, Shenifratz b'miluoy, it's totally open. The end of the Mavi is the wall is totally removed. Lafuke to this indicates we're saying we would exclude the following cases different halacha. Because Shenifratz by Gepufin. In a kolechi, if there was the wall extended still partially on the two sides, even on one side of the mavi, that have a din like a lechi. But in yochel, a chotzer lesser l'lov af kishloi er v'yachad. That being done, you close it off with this lechi at the end. So now, the fact that the chotzer and the mavi are two different rishuyas, because they weren't ma'ar with each other, is irrelevant. So the chotzer can people in the chotzer carry in the chotzer. People in the mavi can carry in the mavi. Yeah. Im lo irvu. Okay. Yudal. Nokat lo irvu l'rbusa. Okay. This halacha is true also if they were irvu. Tafilu bezeh the mavi osel talto kamei. So what's the chiddush over here? The mavi you can't carry. I don't know the chiddush of the mavi you can't carry. Even if you were irvu, you can't carry. No, in the case of your lawyer with the mavi, you cannot carry. For halacha bechatzar mutter ve'en a mavi yochel ezelot. We don't. That doesn't make the chatzar aser. So from the mavi's part, it's totally open ended on one end into this area which you can't carry in. For the chatzar's part, that's not true. The chatzar extends beyond the mavi. Can you picture this? Here's the mavi. Here's the chatzar. So this, the mavi opens, it's just ram down here. So the mavi opens out and just, it flows this way. And there's batim and chatzeris, the whole thing, everything else they have. And the back, there's this chatzar, which extends beyond the mavi. So the mavi is totally open at that end, so it's called parutz the makam asurlo. It's totally open into an area which it can't carry, so it becomes also to carry. But the chatzar is not totally open, because the chatzar extends beyond the mavi, and the chatzar has walls on both sides, and the opening was less than 10 amas. Or 10 amas and less, which is considered a Pesach, not a piritz. So it's not parutz the makam asurlo, it has a Pesach. So it's like two chatzars next to each other. Each makes their own room of chateres, and they have a door. They have a doorway in between. Okay, have a doorway in between. What's the problem? So the chatzar can still carry. So we're saying over here that the point over here we're saying if the bnei hachatzar made an erev with each other, they can carry even though you cannot carry in the mavi. That's what he wants to point out over here. The fact the mavi can't carry does not impact the chatzar. The chatzar is allowed to carry. Chatzar mutter. That process sheesh b'ksola l'tzad ha'movi l'tzad ha'shezarabim. The openings which are towards the movi in one end and towards the shezarabim in the other end. Those openings were 10 or less. Kimashen b'hem yersim yaser amis. Hava kipsochim. We deal with if it's an opening less than 10 amis. It's like a doorway. So they have doors. That's not a problem. Well, why don't you say the fact that the Bnei Amovi can walk through the Chatzar should affect the Chatzar? It's not because they are considered as if they are members of this Chatzar and they can't. So that's not true. Because the case was that this mavi wasn't made to be meshamish to the chotzer, because the chotzer has a direct opening to the shazarab next to it. So this chotzer wasn't part of this mavi. So the bnei mavi have no schusim to go through that chotzer to the shazarab. It's our property. What are you doing here? We never gave you any rishus to go through here. So the bnei hamavi have no rishus to go through the chotzer. Okay. Then it says in Tezayin. So the case where the chotzer is made its own personal erev amongst the members of the chotzer, so the chotzer can carry, even though the bnei mavi cannot carry, and even if the opening for the mavi into the chotzer, the opening from the chotzer through the sarabim are directly parallel one to the other. So, mamas, you can theoretically just walk straight through from the mavi through the sarabim. So I don't care, but since you don't really have a right to go through here, you're irrelevant. And openings, we have openings. We have walls. We have doors on both sides. So it's doors. Tezayin. Fill in your first. After Gabi Mavi Yisal Kamei. The Mahaya Pirtzasa. Mechuvenes. Negat Pirtz Chotzer Chashin and Lekim of Foolish Rishus Rabim. Since it would go, if it goes, the openings are from the Mavi to the Rishus into the Chotzer, and the Chotzer to the Rishus Rabim are parallel. Straight, they go straight through. So now the bnei mavi cannot carry, even if there is no problem of erev. They made an erev together. Even though that's true, it doesn't bother the chotzer. Regards to chotzer, that doesn't bother us. So a mavi which is made for the travel of people, and it's going through here, and then from here to there, it has a way to go through. It's a problem. But over here, with the people in the chotzer, you know, they're very happy with what. They ain't going anywhere. So the fact that there's an opening on both sides, one to the Shazam on one side, one to the Chotzer on the Mavi on the other side, and they're parallel to each other, is irrelevant to the Bnei Chotzer. For the Bokeh Rab. And he said, even if it was directly open one to the other, and a Filo Bokeh Rab, and there's a flow of traffic. When it came to Mavi, we said the fact that Bucky Rabim apostles. That's by Regards to chotzer, that's not important. So wasn't that the Bishar Tzion point out that that's a taz? Okay. With either one, as long as these openings are 10 or less, we deal them with his door, his doorways. We dealt with his doorways for chatzeris. For chatzeris, an opening of 10 is acceptable. And while your pirtza yosem yasser amis, choshev pirtza gemura, if the opening was more than 10, it's considered like there's a total breakdown of the fence. It's pirtza. Very different. The mokum asula. It's opened out now. It's an area where you cannot, which it also to carry. But until the source of pesach, look at Elbus dimensions. I'm a gimel base. So the solution in that situation is to make it source of pesach. Your test. Also, that's the chotzer. So the chotzer is glickel. Even though it's nifritz, the one connected to the other, and there's a back of rabim. As long as it's not more than 10, you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. The mavi is a different story.
What's glickel?
Happy. Literally, glickel means lucky. So, I feel ain't connected. Mavi is also, even if it's the opening from the Mavi into the Chatzar is not directly parallel to the opening from the Chatzar into the Rishus Rabbit. The Mavi is also, even though it's not directly across. I feel ain't connected. Let's learn. They weren't directly parallel one to the other. So the problem isn't the foolish, because it goes in over here, and then you have to shift over there and goes out there. That's not called a foolish. So what's the problem? The problem is you don't have an eruv. Even though there's no flow through, but you have a problem of Erev. Because the Bnei HaChotzer are answering on the Bnei HaMavi, because the Chotzer does have a right to walk through the Mavi. You know, they normally go out to Rishus Rabim the other way, but they have a right to walk through the Mavi. They have a right to use it, and they're not mutter to carry in there. They're a separate Erev. The Bnei Chotzer are a separate Eir from the rest of the Mavit. And they have Jesus, they have a right to walk through, so that's going to answer the home of it. Now, if they did make an Eir, then we take care of the Eir problem, you still have the walls problem. So it depends. If the walls are come to a 90 degree angle, so the walls of the Chotzer will act like the walls of the Mavit. Because standing outside the Mavi looking in, you can see the walls on the side. It was called Nirbi Bechutz. Inside, you can't see anything, but that was a valid, we said it was a valid lechi or those type of things outside, because as long as you can see it on the outside, it's called like a lechi. So let the walls of the Chutz, which extend further, be the lechi, or be the wall for the Mavi. So what's the case? The case is, so the walls of the Mavi extend into the Chatzar in such a way that we had this thing before. If the walls of the Mavi go into the Chatzar is here, and the Mavi extends beyond that. So you can't say, well, here where the Mavi ends, there's walls on the side. No, there isn't. There's walls over here. There's no wall here where the Mavi ends.
Where?
Nichazu Kosli HaMavi B'Chatzar. Hanushe Kitzei HaKosli Orech HaMavi. the end of the length of the wall of the Mavi. Nichlasim lahalon the chatzur, extend into the chatzur. Right, it said Nero Gifuvi Achatzur Mikan Mikan Shem Rak Chasei Chatzur. So it's very clear that the walls of the chatzur on either side of this extension of the Mavi going in are not part of the Mavi; they're part of the chatzur. That's why we can't allow the Gifufin to change the status of the Mavi. If the walls of the Mavi were not extended to the Chatzar, the side walls would count for the Mavi also. We deal with them like a lefty, mikana mikana on each side. So once that's true, so the Mavi, like the Mavi, is closed off. So the Mavi is closed off. The Chatzar becomes irrelevant. Either Chatzar does not have an Erev with the Mavi. Who cares? There's an equivalent of closure there. There's like a wall there. Chaf Aleph. Okay. But if they were in ma'arav together, and appears it was shem mavi lechatzur enem mitzad mavi. So we said this halacha is only valid if the entrance from the mavi into the chatzur goes in the middle of the chatzur, not if it goes off to the side. Enem mitzad chatzur, el be'emes chatzur, it's in the middle. The lo hayu kein, because if we had been on the side, shekos el mavi shabu ba'urich. Kosel lechatzur, filim mitzad echad. So, if you would do that, so then you would have a situation where, then you know, it's mamash on the side. So the wall of the chatzur seems to extend the wall of the mavi. If the chatzur is here and the mavi comes in here at the edge, so this wall of the mavi just basically continues into the wall of the chatzur. So that will be perceived by people that that wall is extending, is like the mavi is extending all the way to the Rishus Rabbim on the other side. So that's a problem. Shayachid is aser. We said if the chatzur belongs to one person, it's a problem. The shema yimolech miyivne batim berecha bechatzur. They build houses across the width of the chatzur. I'll change his mind. Build houses till where the across the width of the chatzur. The area which extends beyond the mavi. So basically what you've done is equivalently you've shifted the chatzur more to one side because you put houses there instead. So now the chatzur starts here and the mavi is coming in right where the chatzur starts. And now it's a mavi at the edge, which is not acceptable. That's whole chav dalet.